Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. So this is a really awesome recipe. I've been very blessed to be able to be cooking for all these incredible weddings and really just, you know, giving the best of myself in my food. And if there's one thing I think that always lacks so much at a wedding is salad. It's so boring. So what I figured out is a way to not only make the salad extremely delicious, but more importantly, how to have fun with it and really add a little bit of pizzazz to food that we claim we eat all the time. Let's get started. So this is my recipe for making a carbonated berry vinaigrette. Now, I'm telling you right now, it sounds insane, but it is so good. And the flavors are out of this world. It really makes the food pop. And that's important from the beginning to the end. The food should be incredible. So what I do first is we always start with a 3-to-1 oil to vinegar ratio. Now I'm going to be using, I'm going to use 3 parts of olive oil. So let's just say we're going to do a small portion of this. I'm going to do 3/4 cup of olive oil and 1/4 cup of vinegar. And I'm going to be using champagne vinegar for this. I'm going to go ahead and make that emulsification. It's very important that we get that all emulsified together. And all we do, you can either blend it or you can, by hand, using a whip, you can just whisk it all together. I like to add to that a little bit of chili flake and a little bit of Italian seasoning. And you don't have to put too much. I usually do about a tablespoon of the chili flake and about 3 tablespoons of the Italian seasoning. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take some beautiful raspberries, blueberries, and blackberries, and I'm going to put them into an ISI thermosiphon, which is a pretty much a fancy way of saying a gourmet cream whipper. And instead of using a cream charges to charge that up, we're actually going to be using the CO2 carbonation soda charges. And I like to let the berries sit for about 30 minutes with 2 charges. And this is so important because what this actually does, it's going to take the berries and it's going to actually fizz them up. And which we're going to take those same berries and we're going to blend them into our vinaigrette. We're also going to add to that blend, very, very simply, I'm going to add to that 1/2 cup of sugar. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of sugar, but trust me, it's important for the emulsification process. Let it sit for at least 2 hours in the refrigerator and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, and you could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.